Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know for sure. For sure. For sure.
We're back. Oh, that was kind of cool.
She'd be so hype with me with harmonize.
I love harmony. Harmonizing. All right, y'all. We're back. Episode 2. What it do? This going to be episode 3. How it be? This going to be episode 4. Out the door. This going to be episode 5. Staying alive.
What's episode 6?
Pick up the sticks.
Suck a dick.
I almost said that, but I was like, look. I'm your girl, B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And this is the Know For Sure podcast, baby. How you doing?
I feel good.
How you feel today? You like my outfit?
I mean, I didn't know if it was a Savage Fenty ad or...
Rihanna, send the contract.
Please.
Please. Y'all know we start every episode with The End by
Skin Deep. You guys, honestly, these cards are like...
They're fire.
You have to get... If you want to know anything about any relationship, any person you're in a relationship with, these are really good cards.
And this is the Strangers edition. They have strangers? The Strangers. We're definitely not strangers. I've known this girl for 12... Since I was 12, for 20 years. But... There were some good ones in here.
Okay.
I kind of skimmed through them, but I'll just pick the one off the top. So you guys, they have the couples edition. They have all different editions. I know. You're like, careful. You saw this. I was about to drop it. She's like, give me.
Pick up six. 1, 2, 3. What is that?
5, 6, pick up 6. 7, 8, shut the gate. 9, 10, do it again.
You're so annoying. What does the card say?
The card.
Girl.
Again. How do you feel safe? Wow.
Jesus. That's something you ask a stranger?
Literally.
Literally. If a stranger said, how do you feel safe?
I would be like, I don't feel safe right now. Would you ask me this?
The opposite of what this is. How do I feel safe?
Yeah. The first thing that comes to mind when I hear how do you feel safe is being myself. So if I can be myself and be vulnerable and not be judged and... I was about to say ridiculed.
Ridiculed. Cast down.
And ridiculed and stoned and de-headed because I'm a whore. If you're not going to, what is it called when they cut your head off?
Beheaded.
Yeah, but what is that called?
Decapitate.
Decapitate. If you're not going to decapitate me.
Look at the levels you go to, bro. It's just, how do you feel safe? Nobody, I'm sure there's nobody.
Stone her! Like, please.
My poor friend, she went through it. Y'all had put her through it in social media.
I just want to be myself.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, being yourself.
Let me be me.
That is how I feel safe. But I can say what I want to say.
That's why you started Close Friends, because you felt like you needed 100%. That safe.
100%. Close Friends started off as like fun, lit, because I was traveling a lot. And then It was like
motivational.
Yeah. Well, because I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved having this little pocket where I could say a little more, mm-hmm. be a little more like how I used to be before I got canceled in 2020. Still triggering.
That is so.
I literally can make a comment on a blog and y'all be like,
plagiarist.
I'd be like,
all I said is Jesus wept.
I said, I'm like, that was 2 years ago and it's not true. Stonehall. That's how I feel. Anytime I make on Instagram. No, for sure. Anytime the Shade Room posts me, I'm like, bitch, I'm not going to be on the internet today because literally all the comments are like, Stonehall, kill her, give her to the wolves.
Feed to the fire.
Like,
it's
Jesus.
Crazy.
That is how I
have to
safe.
Get off the internet now when she's trending because I'm like, this is triggering for me.
Maybe we'll write a whole paragraph.
No, for sure. All that the time, baby. I'm going back and forth with you.
So that's how I feel safe when I can be myself. And long story short, y'all, we got off on a tangent, but close friends is my safe place where I, you know, yeah. It's my little community motivation, but I can be myself and say
stuff.
And
I feel like that's smart for somebody in your position who has, you know, you grew your following being open and authentically you. And, you know, as you grow and as your fame grows, you got to kind of...
You want to still be that.
Yeah, but you got to scale it back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And be more selective. Maybe not scale it back, but be more selective of who
I think
you
the only reason why celebrities have to scale it back now is because of the climate we're in. Things that I said 7 years ago, I could not say now.
Like what? Say it.
Like that video when I was like, I have a dick.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus.
Like comedy sketches and stuff where it's like, oh my God, like, you can't talk about that community or whatever. Yeah, it's just so sensitive. And I'm like, I could talk about the LGBT community. You know why? Because I was gay for a day.
That doesn't count.
It does count.
You are
my little thing.
I'm like, ooh. You liked it?
I'm like, girl, boy.
It was a stud?
No, it wasn't. It was a girly girl.
But you felt like it was a boy down there. You were trying to imagine a boy?
No, I imagined
you titties. You said, I liked what I had, baby. I was satisfied with that. What was gay to me was what I wanted.
It was gay. I was gay for an hour. I was gay for 30 minutes and 22 seconds. I'll never forget it. When we was done, I said, Jesus wept. Get up off me. Get up off me, Satan.
Yo, after that orgasm, you'd be like, "Where? What am I? Who am I?"
Well, since I've never had one, I wouldn't know.
Damn.
How do you feel safe? Yeah, I've never had an orgasm. All the niggas that have hit this, yeah, jokes on you, bitch.
I was faking. You really never had an orgasm.
You know that.
I know that. I try to get her to play around with herself.
I'm not flicking the bean. I'm not doing that. I feel like Jesus is watching me.
He's watching you when a girl is doing it.
I don't feel like that. I only feel like he's watching it when it's just me. Why? By myself. Because it's me in a spirit.
What?
Me and the Holy Ghost.
So the Holy Ghost is only with you when you're alone?
That's what I feel.
Not you say, really. Well, that's what I believe. That's what I want to believe.
Yeah, I can't masturbate with God. Because I don't feel safe masturbating.
You don't like to map. That's crazy.
I tried. I couldn't do it. And then I looked over and saw my prayer corner.
Well, bitch, go to the bathroom.
Go no, because I wanted to look in the mirror.
Why?
Because I want to see what it's doing.
It's. What do you think? The bean is just. Dancing around? What do you think the bean is? No, for sure. That bitch is in there doing this. What do you think the bean is doing?
I'm just saying. That's a whole nother topic.
Okay, I'm sorry. How do I feel safe? I feel safe. Probably acknowledgement. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I have so many things in my head all the time. And the things that I choose to express, if those things get ignored, then I don't feel safe.
Mm.
So, like, I know if that I about you. Yeah. Say something, no matter how off the wall it is. Because I say some off the wall
shit.
I
get so excited.
I get so excited about, like,
and if you did not be excited, bitch,
it hurts, like, my feelings. I'm like, I'm friend. Sharing something very, like, deep in my head. I want you to.
She's like, did you see that? Like, she'd that like, orange was.
I'm like, did you hear NASA the other day? And she's like, I didn't. I don't follow NASA. I follow the Shade Room, bitch. Was it on the Shade Room?
Did was it on Lee posted?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but I'm better at that. You know, you made that known as a friend. I'm better at it, but it's not better at it for you. It's also better at it because I see how passionate you are and I love you. So I love that you're happy.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy. So then I get excited about NASA.
Sometimes. When we were in Chicago, I was so hurt. She hurt my feelings so bad.
When were we ever in Chicago? Not ever, but when was that?
Wow. It was a while ago. Oh. It was a while ago. But we were in the hotel room and I was like... Do you remember?
No, I just remember you told me I made you mad.
No, you made me sad.
Sad.
I don't get mad.
Okay, what did I do?
I was like, you want to hear my interesting fact of the day? It was like something like that. And you were like, no. I was like, really? And you were like, I don't. I was like, you know what? Fuck you, man.
Where's the balance in friendship? Like, do I tell you how I really feel?
Do I tell you the truth or... No, you create a safe space for me to express myself.
No, for sure. For sure. Like, I don't want to hear it, but please tell me. Because it makes you so happy. And in return, that makes me happy that you're happy and fulfilled. And I love you so much that I do want to
hear it. Yeah, but I'm an overthinker. So now all I'm thinking is the fact that you don't care. You're such... You know what?
No, all I heard was no, bitch.
Yeah, but she can have random affirmations pop up on her phone and she can just randomly say them in the middle of a conversation. And I'm supposed to be okay with that, right? We'll be having a deep conversation or not a deep conversation. We'll be talking about what we're going to eat for lunch. And she's like, I'm going to live a prosperous life. And I'm like,
affirmation pop up.
After we eat? Or what are you talking about?
No, I think I've gotten better at that, though. Do you think so or no?
No.
You don't?
With the affirmation?
No. Oh. I'm saying, can you feel...
No, you have.
What's the word?
Not saying. Acknowledged.
Acknowledged.
Yes. You do a really good job.
But then when you notice, like, not a person's thing, like, that's your thing, you notice it, you're just like, oh, she's so cute.
She's happy. Look at her.
Yeah.
You're like, because I've seen days where she wasn't.
I love it.
No, for sure.
It's just, like, so cute. Like, let her get it out. She's so excited about NASA. It's so cute.
Really, I love stars and astrology.
I love seeing you be passionate about what
you
love.
What's my favorite thing about space?
The galaxy, or how deep it is, the hole. Oh, the moon. You and Jackie connected on that. Jackie loves the moon.
Loves the moon. I send Jackie moon pictures on IG all the time.
Do y'all?
Mm-hmm. I love the moon.
Jackie commented the other day. She's like, I haven't seen the moon in a while. Jackie, go outside. Sweetie, go on out. All right, you guys, we are back. Ooh, that's cute. Back.
Okay, guys, so this is the breakdown. We're going to talk about feeling safe in the relationship, but, you know, there's different areas where you can feel safe. Your romantic relationship, your friendships, and your working relationships. And we have to see each other through all of this, so...
That's crazy.
That's really crazy.
That is crazy.
I think about that, but I don't think about it all the time.
It's real. Because
it's just life, you know?
I
mean, baby, Jesus, please. I'm like, indigestion was a person, it is Braylon Simone Greenfield.
What is causing the indigestion?
Gassy.
But what is the gas?
I don't know, sweets. But you are from the moment you wake up to the minute you close your eyes, sweetie, you are gassy. I've never met a more gassier human being than you. You are gassy.
It's always like,
no, seriously, it's like.
I'm going to record myself tonight and see if I pass gas in my.
All the time. You wake up, you like. She gets out of bed. She's like. And she's like, I'm like, Braylon.
Have y'all ever had a gas bubble in your stomach?
You think you're dying.
I'm like, am I pregnant?
No. Have you ever had a gas bubble travel up to your chest? You're like, I'm having a heart attack and I'm going to die. So take me to the emergency room now. You get there and all it is a gas bubble. You fart and you're fine.
That is mind-blowing.
Literally, my mom worked for an open-heart surgeon, and she would tell me all the time that people would really think they was having heart attacks, and then they would fart, and they would be like, oh.
Like, yeah, bitch, get it's out like, of my face.
We were stop running cold reds, and bitch, all you had to do was fart. That's crazy. Okay, good. Stay on topic, please.
Well, I'm sorry.
Do you feel like you were, like, your last relationship, you feel like there was, you felt safe?
Mm-hmm.
But then after what happened?
Yeah.
That changes it.
It changes it.
Yeah.
That's what sucks about it. Like, I think in friendships, too. Like, if you fall out with somebody, you're not cool with somebody. Well, no, I don't agree with that. Because I've drifted away from people, but the friends I have in my life, I'm like, I trust them. Like, but you share stuff like that, like what I shared with my ex and, you know, just intimate things. You're vulnerable. Yeah. This is your significant other. And they cheat on you. It's like, fuck, bro. Like,
yeah.
Was I ever safe with you?
Yeah.
Am I safe now? Like, you shared those. Are you talking to me about, I mean, talking to other people about me now that we're no longer in each other's lives?
That's a good question. Like, does the safety continue after we're not together?
Do you still keep me safe when our relationship is over?
Damn.
Wow. That's crazy. I feel like I protect him still. Still.
I mean, but that's your definition of protection.
Yeah. Because
you've openly said this nigga cheated on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
It's not a secret.
But he may not feel protected in the truth.
That's something he got to take it with himself.
Right.
And that is why you always should walk in your truth. And if you don't like something about yourself, change it. Because the truth is the truth.
The truth is
you cheated
the
on me. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm not telling his business. I'm not telling his anything he shared with me intimately. Like,
yeah.
I'm always going to protect people that I love or loved. And, you know, you have to keep that safe space even when the relationship is over. You don't. That's why I hate when bitches do that. Like, well, that bitch did it. Like, okay.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like, yeah. Obviously you're hurt.
Yeah.
But that's not how you go about it. You don't tell people's business, and the safe space shouldn't dissolve if the relationship dissolves.
Yeah. And like,
if you're a good person.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, of course. And of course you share certain things with certain people, but I'm not just blasting to the world his secrets or, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. He didn't even tell me no secrets, but.
I feel like it's important to keep the, like, especially with a man, right? Like, in a romantic relationship, keeping that vulnerability that they show, keeping that safe. Like, keep it I don't, safe. Like, if that nigga cheated on you, cool. Say that nigga cheated on
yeah.
you, right? Like,
yeah.
That nigga, you know, whatever. But, like. Don't go blasting like, yeah, that's why you need to heal from your mama issues. And
ridiculous.
It's like,
no,
because that's what keeps men from being open with
being
us
open and vulnerable.
And vulnerable. And they can't come. They feel like they
yeah,
can't
nigga,
come
that's
to.
Why he was crying. Don't do that.
Right. If he cries during sex, that is his business.
During sex?
Huh?
What? I meant like crying like
oh.
in a combo.
For sure.
If a nigga cry, like if he was on top and the tear fell on your face.
On your forehead, splat, bloop. What you gonna do?
I'd cry.
I would, it depends. It depends. Cause okay, say you just meet a guy. Say you just meet a nigga, right? Okay.
This is a safe space, guys. Black men, it's okay to cry.
Yeah, for sure. If you're a black man, cry.
We welcome Seriously. That.
It's okay. But say you just meet a dude, right? Y'all go mm-hmm. out, y'all mm-hmm. hook up, y'all have sex. And he cries. You don't know this. You don't know this man's
first night.
Mama's name. You don't know his mama's maiden name. You don't know where he from. You don't know where his grandma stayed.
First like, night.
Yeah. First week.
I'm like, what's
a tear?
Are you okay?
I would be like, well, we need to stop this.
What are you feeling?
Being safe is all the way around protecting, like, the vulnerability in a relationship. Not coming for me after. The relationship, like
being confidential.
Yeah. It's like keeping that integrity of what we had in the good times that we did have it.
Yeah.
Like holding that space.
Yeah. If I share something with you, it is for us. But that's where that trust comes in and just being a good person. Like,
I don't know. I think the honesty, just like being like super honest with each other.
I was about to say the communication.
Yeah.
Cause this was one of my first, not first friendships. Well, yeah. I think this was my first friendship where I got as deep.
Yeah.
Like with communication and like,
yeah.
this is how you Doing make me feel.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, what?
Yeah.
With a homegirl? I've never done that.
Yeah.
So it was a deeper level. Like, this is not okay. Or this makes me feel not okay. Or you can't just walk around doing that just because that's how you
and
are.
That's what I said too in our other episode. Like, I feel like this is probably the first successful relationship that I've had, in the sense of like the spectrum of life,
doing the work and reaping the benefits.
Yeah. And seeing it, and like
seeing the fruits of the labor. Yeah.
Like, we can see it.
Yeah.
And I think that's like, yeah.
And then how you said, well, in relationships, friendships, but work relationships, I think in our industry it's very hard to, obviously, sex sales, and we're women, and I'm not always going to be fully clothed in a turtleneck. So I think in work relationships, in that environment, because we're around men most of the time. When we're on the road and we're on tour, I'm the only female, usually the only female, the only millennial. It's all guys. It's all fellas everywhere.
Usually the only females that are around are girls that are with them.
Yeah. So I think feeling safe in that environment is respect.
That's a big thing.
And that's the way you carry yourself, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like we ever get disrespected.
I feel like there have been times where I've been tried.
Tried.
There have been times where, like,
I mean,
because sometimes they don't know who I am in the sense of who I am to you.
Gotcha.
They think that I'm just the homegirl that's tagging along. And they don't know, like, no, actually, I'm the one collecting the check.
Actually, I'm like, managing actually, all of this.
Actually, you spoke to me on the arrangements. So right. People don't always know that.
Because they probably think it's a guy in the email or whatever.
They think that, you know, whatever. I don't know what they think. But I've been tried a few times. But one thing that I think that is good about us being the only females is that we don't walk into a situation with men and try to, like, emasculate them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't come in like, we're boss bitches. We don't need you niggas.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do that.
No.
We're very, like, nice to, you know, hi how are you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Because that's who we are, you know.
We don't ask for a whole lot. And not because we're trying to, like, shrink ourselves back, but we just, being us,
easy.
And we don't require a whole lot. And we come in a situation with respect. We give that out first.
And the way you carry yourself, like, you know, I just feel like even being on tour with Martin, I will never forget this, y'all. I have to say this. Like,
that was the greatest experience.
Did I tell you I talked to him yesterday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I texted him, checked on him. I was on tour with Martin Lawrence, like literally Martin Lawrence, the legend, and his crew that he has had for 20, 30 years. They moved like
militant. It was insane.
They get out of the car. They opened his door. It was six men walking behind him in suits, and they took him to his room. And I asked, could I speak to him? And, you know, give us a second.
Yeah, it was a process.
It was a process. It was structure. And you could tell it was years of what we're trying to establish on the road. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget. I do not know his name. And God forgive me for not knowing this man's name. I said hi to him every show. He was Martin's right-hand man. He said, the way y'all move, like, he noticed the way me and her moved as a unit. And he was like, the way y'all move, keep that. Like, she is something special. Y'all have something special. Mm-hmm. The way y'all move, keep that. And I will never forget that.
And like, he said our success was tied into each other. I remember he said, he was like, y'all need each other.
Yeah, yeah. And so for him to notice that, you know, as a man in the industry, walking around with Martin Lawrence, to see that in us, we've only been doing this for a couple years, you know, as women, black women at that. So I don't know.
And it creates, that creates that safe space, though, for us to do what we do, because we move the right way. We carry ourselves the right way. And we are forthcoming with respect first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that, like, we create that safe space.
And it's a safe space when people, you know, pour into you and value you and speak life into you. Mm-hmm. Y'all are creating that safe space for us, or vice versa.
And shout out to all the men that we have to encounter, because we, like she said, we've never had anybody be
any
like
wild or disrespect.
Yes. Like every guy has been respectful, and they'll help with bags. So shout out to the men who have sense.
Grab the bag, sweetie.
If I am a female.
Grab the fucking bag. Grab the door. Grab something.
Be of a help.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking of about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show. And I won't get too much into detail, but I'm going to keep it a buck. The first year moving out here, I felt like I carried myself with like respect and like I felt like I was really... you know, trying to be professional with shit and like, you know, and I still
got tried. And all the time it ain't with men. Women will try you, men will try you.
And I feel like women, insecure women are the ones who try you the most.
For sure. 100%. Because you're like, trying me because you feel intimidated.
Why are you doing that?
Because you feel intimidated.
But you don't want that with me. Try that with somebody who's like, I'm just not the person for that.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter how you carry yourself, you will still
and get tried. You had an experience kind of similar to that.
When?
In Hawaii.
Oh, my God. Don't play with me. I cannot believe I said that. I said, I'm not from L.A.
Sweet.
I have never been in a fight in my life. I have never, I'm just not confrontational.
Yeah.
If somebody hit me, I'd probably be like, please. Let's talk about it. What did I do to upset you, sweetie?
I'm sorry.
I am so sorry. No, yeah, but sure. If somebody hit me, I obviously have no choice but to windmill that bitch. But yeah, I did have that situation in LA. Because I'm like, don't do that. I hate mean people.
Mean for no reason. I mean,
it was
reason.
In Hawaii, not LA, but yeah.
Just mean for no reason, though.
Just mean. But I shared that on my Instagram maybe yesterday or today. It was a little thing. It was like mean people are insecure.
They are.
And you're projecting and yeah, just don't try us.
Okay, so at the end of every podcast, we like to say what we know for sure.
No, K-N-O-W.
K-N-O-W. And what we're saying no to for sure this week.
Like N-O.
Hard
no. A hard no.
Period.
Dot.
No comma.
No comma, no dot, dot, dot.
Just no.
No. So what do you know for sure?
Ooh, what do I know for sure? Mm-hmm. K-N-O-W?
K-N. Kano. Kano.
I know that for me, like, love looks like acknowledgement and safety. Like, that looks like acknowledgement for me.
Being seen.
Just being seen. Like, really seen.
You okay, know? What do I N-O for sure? Like, no, it's for sure. No. Damn, it's a hard no. It's a no for me.
It's a no for me.
I will not be anywhere where I don't feel safe.
For sure.
For sure. Like, if I cannot be my... And you said that recently. You were like, I love that whether B is going to be embarrassing, whether she's going to dance on the table, or whether she's going to sit there with an attitude, whatever it is, I'm myself.
Yeah.
And I love that I can be that. And anywhere, like why I got into it with them in Hawaii, mm-hmm. Anywhere I don't feel like I can be my 100% authentic self or I have to put on a facade.
Just remove yourself.
Remove yourself. Yeah. Remove yourself. You do not have to be around people that do not appreciate who you are. And if you're a fucked up mm-hmm. person, that's not what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you, it ain't no, this is just who I am. Yeah. And that's just how I was raised. And I've always been like this.
I can't.
That does not make it right, baby.
It doesn't. You're not in this world by yourself.
Yeah. This is not your world. You have to heal. You have to grow. You have to evolve. It's not yours. This isn't your world.
This is not your world. You have to treat people nicely.
Yeah. You have to heal, grow, and evolve. And I know for sure if I'm not in a place or a space where I can be myself 100%, then I'll just remove myself.
Yeah, and stop waiting for the situation to change.
Yeah.
Or waiting for someone else to figure it out. Like, just remove yourself.
Remove yourself.
Leave.
Go where you're celebrated, not tolerated.
Girl.
I seen that.
Go where you're challenged to grow and loved and respected. Every place, like, I'm not always celebrated.
True.
You know?
But you know
but
what
I
mean.
Need, yes, I know what you mean.
That quote.
But you know how, oh shit, you know how people are. They'll be like, B. Simone said, go where I'm celebrated. And like 16-year-olds are like running out of their house. Like, fuck this mom.
Fuck you, mom.
B. Simone said. It's like, bitch.
You don't have to tolerate me anymore. I'm going to
get
dad.
Your ass in his house.
Please don't do that. I'll be canceled again.
Oh yeah, don't. We're not saying do that. We're saying go where, you know.
And y'all be, it's okay to be challenged. Like, stop thinking everybody is a hater. She's not a hater, baby. You're mean. Like, oh, you're a hater. She's not a hater. You cannot dress.
Sweet. Your leave out showing. That's all.
Yo, weave, do not blend.
That's it.
That's it.
All I
say. Thank y'all for tuning in to Know For Sure podcast. We are so happy y'all are going on this journey with us. We're growing, we're healing, we're evolving. What's the hashtag?
Hashtag Know For Sure Pod.
POD.
Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram.
Know For Sure Pod. Instagram, Know For Sure Pod. If y'all are loving this, keep the conversation going. Yeah. We're going to meet y'all in the comments. We're commenting back. We're sharing.
We're pulling questions. We want to know what you guys.
Yeah. What do y'all want to talk about?
What do you. What advice should we be giving advice?
First of all, I am not an advice giver. I am a truth teller.
But okay, so if someone says, what's your advice on this? What are you going to say?
This is my story and it's not advice.
This is my song.
This is my song. This is my story. This is my song. Oh my God. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.